Blog Talk Radio.
Baby Auntie, dear Baby Auntie, Baby Auntie, Baby Auntie, you.
I've been watching you, watching me, your big brown eyes, all I see. My head is spinning like that Ferris wheel. The night is young, the lights are buzzing, a carnival of my heart pumping. The cotton candy don't taste as sweet as you. I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you to come over here, put your lips on my. Coaster so wild and new. Kiss me slow, babe, under this full moon. Cause you got me hot, boy, it feels so right. It'd be a lie if I said that I wasn't wanting you. I'll take me on this ride. I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you to come over here.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Mark. And today on the show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Mary Cutter, joining us. We'll talk with Mary about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And it looks like I'm riding solo today because I feel like an idiot. I got area code screwed up, and I thought a Jazz was on the show, but it's another friend of mine. Before we bring Mary on, there is something that I just found out today that is really cool. We are now heard in 10 different countries. Yes, you heard that right, 10 countries. I didn't even think anybody listened to us outside the confines of my little town, let alone 10 countries. All right, so with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Mary Cutter to the show. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey, Cody, congratulations. What an awesome, awesome thing that's going on with you guys. My goodness, congratulations to y'all.
I literally just found this out about probably a couple hours ago. I was like, holy crap. My mind's like,
well, that's a good thing to find out.
My mind's
out.
Like totally blown.
It's incredible. It's really amazing that, you know, obviously technology has opened the doors for so many things. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you guys have like an awesome show going on, and I'm not really surprised, you know, but it's really cool. So congratulations to you. And I'm excited to be on this episode where you announced such cool news.
Well, thanks for joining us today. It's, you know, I've got to tell you, I've been a fan of you for a long time. And it's leading up to the show, I told people, I was like, it's very rare that I get the chance to talk to somebody that's in my own industry. Because you're a radio host yourself.
Right.
Like,
I'll tell you.
It's very rare that I get to... it's very rare that I get to pick the brain of somebody that's in my own industry. So this is sort of a treat for me.
That to you. I feel like I should be picking your brain, but it is really cool. And I'll tell you what, Cody, it's just been kind of an exciting journey doing the TV radio show. We just celebrated our second anniversary this February, and we've had some great guests
on the show.
And it's been pretty exciting. But I'll tell you what, Cody, since I've been hosting the show, I have, like, a brand new respect for you guys and gals who are on the opposite end, you know, of these shows hosting. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that folks don't realize, you know, that makes it such a great show. And even just, like, you know, you reaching out to book guests on your show, that's you know, a whole another ball game, you know, that folks don't think about. But it's
really
a cool thing that you get to do. And I'm excited that, you know, I know on a much smaller scale, I wish I could say 10 different countries has people tuning into my show, but I can't say that quite yet. So you're just kind of a beacon of light right there to shoot towards. But I'll tell you what, it's really cool to have just a little taste of what you're doing.
I like to start off the interview with the authentic questions, but we've got a caller on the line that's been holding for the last 5.5 minutes. So I'm going to...
Oh, cool!
I'll bring you in real quick, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Hi. Hello,
hey, Craig,
Cody.
What's up, buddy?
Good, Cody.
Craig,
how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Yes. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hey, who is this calling? Good to hear you.
Craig... Able calling.
How are you? So great to hear your voice because we're friends on Twitter. Very cool.
Yes, it's finally good to hear your voice as well, too.
Hey.
I've been really excited for this interview this entire week.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I've been excited about it, too. I've been counting down the days on my calendar. I've been excited to talk to Cody finally. He's a super guy.
Yes, he is. You know, he's very friendly and amicable. He's one of the few people you can trust, from what I've...
Yes,
even though
absolutely.
I haven't met him yet, I've had numerous conversations with him on social media, and I've co-hosted two of his shows with him recently.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that. That's really cool.
Yes. So I've become a huge fan of... you in a short period of time, Mary. Ever since Cody introduced me to you, "I Dare You" is a terrific song. I hope it gets increased radio play. I wish it could somehow get to the highway as a highway find on the horizon.
That would be awesome. I wish that too, Craig.
I'll
tell you what, even just the short time that we've been following each other on social media, you seem like such a nice guy, you know, and I really appreciate your sweet, thoughtful notes and everything.
Oh, thank you for that. And I think the same of you too, Mary.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks.
I guess I'd like to ask two questions, if I may.
Absolutely.
Okay. Even though they're both not related, one relates to your radio show. Like, how long have you been doing it for? How can you listen to the show? And two... what are your goals within the next 6-12 months? Are you going to be singing in Nashville a lot at CMA Fest or other shows?
I love your questions, by the way. You have such good questions.
Let me start
with the first one. So about the TV radio show, we have been doing it, just celebrated our second anniversary back in February, and now it's based out of right outside of Louisville, Kentucky. So obviously, like the Kentucky folks, they have the terrestrial radio and the cable television. For folks outside of Kentucky and Indiana, best place to tune in is online, kind of like Cody's, you know, on WBRTCountry.com, and it's every Thursday at 7 Eastern time. And I was actually previewing our show for next week today, and we really have some awesome guests on. And it's just a music variety show, and we bring on different singers and songwriters and musicians, industry people. We do a short interview with them, and then we have them play songs. It's really fun, and I hope you can tune in and let me know what you think about the show, Craig. And your next question. Yeah, absolutely. Now, your next question was about what's going to be going on in the next couple months, right? Well, we are booking shows as we speak. We're doing a radio tour right now. We're booking that up for the next couple months, as well as festivals, songwriter rounds in Nashville. This Thursday, I've got a show at the Maxwell House during Tin Pan South Festival. And then the week after that, I have the Listening Room. And we'll be uploading or updating, I should say, our calendar for April in the next probably 24 hours. So, of course, you can see March's shows, but April shows you'll be able to see. And we have different country music venues, different festivals all throughout Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee. But I'll tell you what, Craig, and to everyone else tuning in, if there's a place where you'd like to see me come play, whether it be solo or with my acoustic group or my full band, just hit me up on social media or send me an email and let me know where you'd like to hear me play, and we'll try to make it happen. I'd love to meet you guys.
I'd love that as well. I have one request, but it's a little bit out of your area, is the Northeast.
Ooh, what part?
Jersey.
Jersey, awesome.
There are some country venues out here, too. There's one that's a few miles away in which a lot of the major acts performed a lot during the summertime, like Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Lady Antebellum, and exactly.
Uh-huh.
And there's some country bars, too, where people just starting out perform, too, a few miles down away. So if not New Jersey or Nashville, I would love to see you in person perform. And those are two great venues, the Listening Room and the Maxwell House.
Oh, have you been to those?
I haven't been to the Maxwell House yet, but I've been to the Listening Room a bunch of times. That's where they have Song Suffrage, which I would love to see you play at with Kaylee and Lena one of these days. That's a terrific venue, the Listening Room Cafe.
It is.
You know what? It's my first time playing at the Listening Room. It's on April 4th. That's the date. And I'm so excited about it because, you know, I've had a lot of friends that have played at it. And, you know, I've been to shows there but never been up on that stage. So cross your fingers for me. Wish me good luck. I'll try to take some pictures and maybe a video or so of the show for folks that can't make it down. But I sure appreciate it, Craig. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you. It's an honor to have spoken with you, Mary. Thank you so much, too.
Same here. Have a good one, okay?
You too, Mary.
I'll see you later, Craig.
Talk to you later, Cody. Thank you again for having me.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Goodbye.
Craig's great, isn't he? Craig is just
He really is great. I'll tell you what a sweetheart. I'll tell you what, that was really kind of a treat to... I'm so glad you do these call-ins, Cody. That's such a cool thing that you got going on.
I've done it from the start, and honestly, I think it's good business, honestly, because, I mean, the entire reason I bring you guys on is to spotlight you guys and to give your fans a chance to call in and talk to you personally, you know?
Right, well, it's really exciting, you know, like I was saying, I mean, it's just, you know, through social media, it's so awesome because we get to connect with people anywhere in the world that has, you know, a social media account. You know, I mean, there's a lot of folks that I've never met yet, but, you know, it's so cool to actually be able to talk to them. You know, so it's just really cool. So thanks, Cody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I did want to ask real quick, tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
How I first got into music? Whenever I was a little girl, I started singing a little bit at church and at different school functions. But I really had a, you know, pretty normal childhood. You know, I wasn't, you know, out every weekend doing pageants or anything like that, which there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But my folks, we grew up on a farm, and they just wanted me to have a very normal childhood. But I sang some in church and at school. And then when I went into my teenage years later on, I started getting invited just to sing at different functions and fairs. And things started, I guess, to accelerate a little bit. And I started singing down in Nashville, and I'd be doing all cover songs, you know, because that's what I knew. And I remember I'd be doing shows, and the folks before me doing a set and after me, they'd be doing songs that they called, quote unquote, original songs. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. So they're writing songs that they're singing out that people, you know, are enjoying. And so I started dabbling in that some. It just kind of evolved.
That's awesome. You know, as I was telling you, off air earlier, I've got a ton of respect for what you guys do, because being in the music industry like in the small way that I am with this radio show, I see the daily grind of playing here, playing there, two, sometimes three shows a day, and I have a lot of respect for you guys.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, it's all worth it. I mean, obviously the music's great, but I love meeting the people at the shows before and after, you know, you get up on stage, and there's nothing like it. You know, you meet so many amazing people that you wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet unless it was through music, you know? I mean, even us getting connected, Cody, I mean, like, if it wasn't, you know, from music brought us together, you know? So it's pretty cool, you know? And I'm just glad that I get to do this. You know, I'm very thankful for it. And, you know, I'm excited about what's going to be coming up in the next couple months, you know?
You know, I've got some kind of fun, kind of get to know you questions if you're up for it.
Let's do it.
Awesome. I always love asking this question because the responses I get just blow my mind sometimes. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that before. Gosh. Well, you know, back when I was a little girl, my folks started giving me piano lessons. You know, we had a lady down the street that gave some lessons, and I always had a really great time at her house with the lessons. She had kitty cats, which I love kitty cats, so I'd always get very excited about going over to her house for lessons because I got to play with the cats, you know, after the lesson. But looking back, I kind of wish I'd practiced more. I mean, I can play the piano, and sometimes I play the keyboard, you know, out on stage. But, you know, starting that young, I should have been a little bit more focused on the piano and less focused on the kitty cats. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
That's awesome, though.
Okay. I'm going to throw a scenario at you right quick, and I want the first three things that come to mind. Okay. You're stranded on a desert island, and you can only take three items with you. What are they?
All right. I would take a helicopter, some gasoline, and a pilot.
Smart girl.
I don't think I do too well out on that deserted island too long.
I don't think we've ever had that answer before.
This is a day of first. I'll tell you what, between the 10 country announcement and the helicopter, gas, and pilot, this is going to be an exciting day. I'll tell you what.
It has. I agree. I kind of wanted to switch gears here a second and talk about your experience as a host.
Yes.
Being a TV radio host has got to be a pretty rewarding.
Yes.
talk about that a second. How did you actually find Aura? How did you come to be a radio host?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of an interesting story. I mean, I don't know if, you know, you're a Christian or not, but I kind of feel like it's a God thing, or it was a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
I met the owner of the three stations that the show airs on a couple years back. You know what I was talking about, whenever, you know, in my later teen years, I started performing out more. Well, I ran into him at a festival or function, something or another I was singing at. We met each other, exchanged business cards, and that was that. Well, the next couple years, Cody, I kept on running into him, you know, different functions where I'd be singing at, and he'd be there representing the station, or the station would be hosting an event. Fast forward to December of, because it's 2014, right, because we just celebrated our 2 year, I was contacted by him, and he asked me to come in to the office at the station. He said he had a business proposal for me, and so I went in there. I had no idea what it was. I thought maybe, you know, they were bringing an artist in or something, and I would get to open for him. I had no idea. And so he brought me in, and he said, Mary, I'm trying to, you know, shake it up a little bit at the station. I want to start a music variety show to be every week, you know, on all the stations. And whenever I thought of who could host it, I thought of you. So that's how it happened. You know, it's something I never would have thought of. And, you know, like, Cody, you're like a pro at this. You know, I've always been on the opposite end, you know, the singing and the songwriting end. And so it really was an exciting, just, you know, just diving in literally to a big old pond of excitement, I guess I could say. But that's how it happened. You know, it was just kind of one of those things that just came together.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically the same way that this show happened. I had no interest in doing radio. I had friends that were in radio. I said, this is not for me.
Right.
I called into several friend shows when they had a celebrity guest on, you know, just to kind of ask a question or two. And I found out, I loved it. I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
And
I thought, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. And that was, and that was August of 2012 that the show was born.
Mm.
And it's been nearly 5 years, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Well, you know, it's pretty incredible about you, Cody. Not only do you have like all the technical things down as a host, obviously you do, but it feels like, you know, I'm just talking to an old friend, you know, during this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that every single guest feels that way when they're on your show. And I have a feeling also that the folks tuning in feel like, you know, you're just an old friend. You know, like Craig calling in, you know, I mean, he wouldn't have done that if he didn't feel comfortable with you. And so would any of the other, you know, folks that call in. And I think that's really a talent that you really have a knack at, which is pretty incredible.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do tend to pride myself on being more a conversational with my interviews rather than firing question after question at the guest, because I think that it gets old after a while.
Absolutely, it's very good. Keep up what you're doing, because it's awesome. Obviously, Mr. Tin Country, Cody.
But yeah, I mean it's. Being a host is it's rewarding, but then again, there's days it's like, oh my god, I don't want to do this. It's just I've literally had my friends on numerous occasions talk me down from the ledge of shutting the show down completely.
Well, I'll tell you to do some prep work. Don't you dare do that, Cody. My goodness.
Because, I mean, I struggle with, well, I did for the first couple of years of the show, I struggled with acceptance. I mean, I struggled with the fact that would this show be accepted by the listeners? would it be accepted by the guests? I mean, there's a new voice out there.
Right.
But nobody'd ever heard my voice, you know. But they like it.
Mm-hmm. And then it's, you know, you put yourself out there, you know. And my mom mm-hmm. got me this little box for my birthday. It's like a little decorative box. And actually, I just glanced over and I saw it whenever you were saying that. I wanted to share this. It's one of those little decorative boxes you put out, you know, for decoration. And it says, creativity takes courage. And, you know, I think there's a lot of truth in that. And, you know, you putting yourself out there as a host, I mean, there's a lot of creativity that goes into that. This whole world, this whole realm, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do it. And I salute you for doing it.
Well, I thank you for it. I did have a couple more questions for you. Okay. I'm going to throw another scenario at you.
All right.
I had this teacher one time in college. He loved scenarios. Boy, he loved those scenarios. So I guess that's where I get it.
Well, I love them.
Anyway, so your career starts taking off, and you're winning CMA after CMA award, which is going to happen for you. There's no question in my mind it's going to happen for you. What would you most like to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd rather, more than anything, you know, when I'm gone, because all of us are going to be gone at some point, hate to be morbid, but I'd like to be remembered as someone, that, you know, that made a difference, you know? I mean, like, obviously not every song has an earth-shattering message. Like, I dare you, it's a fun song, but it's not going to
mm-hmm.
change the world, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a time
mm-hmm.
and place for, you know, the serious songs, but also the fun songs, but I hope that, you know, maybe I can inspire people. And, you know, I try, and I say try with all caps, to do the right thing and do right by other people. And I hope that, you know, that's a legacy. You know, that's kind of a weird word, but, you know, legacy that, you know, maybe, you know, when you think of character, hopefully folks will think of me, or when I
mm-hmm.
think of me, they'll hopefully think of character, you know? So
right.
That's something that I'd like to be remembered for sure.
That's awesome. And something else I did want to touch on real quick is
uh-huh.
is our mutual hatred of the word fans. I hate that word.
Yes. Me too. High five.
I despise
right
that
now.
Word fans.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I feel like I just every time I hear it, it just kind of makes me feel, ooh, you know. I honestly, like, every single person that, you know, from Craig, who called in, to all the folks on Twitter and Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Facebook and Snapchat, all those folks, the folks
they're friends.
Shows, they're friends. Yeah. And I mean,
exactly.
You know, it seems like sometimes I'm like family. I mean, truly, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
sometimes
right,
I think to myself, you know, I know a lot about so and so out in Kansas. You know, I know all about
mm-hmm.
their pets and their family. And, you know, and that's wonderful, you know. And I, once again, like we were talking about earlier, music
right.
connects us so much. But I don't know. I feel like it's more of a community and a friendship. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know, and like you said, when I hear the term fans, I think of somebody like a George Clooney or somebody. I'm like, I'm not that famous. You know, I'm not famous enough to have
right.
fans.
I don't know if I'll ever be that famous to feel like I have fans, to be honest. Although George Clooney's pretty amazing. You know he's a Kentucky
here.
Boy, right? He is a Kentucky
mm-hmm.
boy. He's one of those guys I would like to meet. He just seems like a classy person, you know what I mean? But I'm not sure anyone gets to
right.
the George Clooney level.
but there was something else I was going to tell you, I know what it is. There's another question I had for you. Going back to music, what kind of music are you listening to right now?
Literally
what are you digging
everything.
Right now, music-wise?
Well, the stuff that's like out like right now that's new. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm really digging like Ariana Grande's voice. I think she's incredible. That Body Like a Backroad song is very hooky. By the way, Sam Hines.
Oh, I love it.
Me too. It's just stays in your head, doesn't it? But at the same time, mm-hmm. though, like, I mean, I still go back to, like, you know, the classic stuff. And also, I've just recently discovered on SiriusXM their Pop 2K station. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've been under a rock or what, but I just discovered that. And I'll tell you, it's fun going back 10 years and listening to all that music. You know, mm-hmm. I still jam out to Backstreet Boys all the time. But I'm listening to all kinds of different stuff. I always am, you know?
You know, I was going to say that. Early 2000s pop and early 2000s country. That's my jam.
Oh, I love it. Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you something else, and you may have noticed mm-hmm. this too, Cody. It seems like the early 2K pop, some of the melodies mm-hmm. and rhythms have kind of been borrowed by, like, the modern country of today. Like, just next
exactly.
time you're listening to Florida Georgia Line, you can kind of hear that a little bit. And I don't know if that's, like, how
mm-hmm.
it always works, you know, a couple years after or what, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it comes back around. It all cycles back around, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mhm.
You know, good Lord, we're almost out of time. Holy crap!
This has flown by so fast. Like, I feel like I've literally just called.
I know
this has been
just,
awesome.
It's just crazy. I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes or so out of your day to come on and talk with me. Literally.
Hey, I appreciate you thinking of me. Thanks for reaching out, Cody. You're incredible. I sure do appreciate it.
This has been one of my favorite interviews in probably 5 years. Literally, this has been one of my favorites.
That has made my entire, I would say day, but it's more than that. This has made my entire week, Cody. You saying, because I respect you so much. Like, you have no idea. We talked about that earlier, but, like, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the world to me, and I really appreciate that. And like I said, you just are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations again on that 10 country thing. Woo!
I probably laughed more in this interview than I ever have in
I don't
a long
know if that's
time.
A good thing or a bad thing, but I'll take it as a good thing. Thanks.
Oh, it's a good thing. Trust me. Trust me, it's a good thing. But I'll say it again. If there's ever anything that you need or anything I can do for you, whether it's a promotion for I Dare You, whether it's anything, just don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Hey, same to you. Like I said, I'm not really sure what I could do for you, but if there's ever anything, you know, I can help you with, Cody, you just give me a holler, okay?
I'll do it. I don't want this to end, to be honest with you.
Me either. We're gonna have to do this again, hopefully. I hope we do, because this
has
been so much fun.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen again. There's,
all right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's going to happen again.
Sounds good to me. You let me know, and I'll be calling in.
All right. Hey, I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay, Mary?
Sounds great. Have a good weekend. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed her incredible interview with the lovely and talented Miss Mary Cutter. Mary is just so great. She is just incredible, and I respect her so much. Okay, let me see. A time for announcements. I'm working on something for the 28th with a good buddy of mine. April 1st, we have, and yes, I get that's April Fool's Day. I get that. But we have singer-songwriter Nicole Miller joining us. Let's see, April 4th, we have a country music duo, Truck Stop Honey. They're made up of singers Amanda Joe and Billy Lee. Amanda's been on the show numerous times. and this will be Billy's first time on the show. So that's April 4th at 4:30. April the 11th at 4:30, we have one of my favorite people ever. The incredibly talented Miss Dana Marie is coming back to the show. Again, if you guys missed our October interview with Dana, please go look that up. That is the most real, most raw interview I believe I've ever done. And I believe that'll do it. Oh, I'm working on something for the 18th, actually, that I will let you guys know about once it's hopefully confirmed. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.